I don't teach you to be emotionless. I teach you that you have to have your emotions governed by your spirit. You got to have your emotions under the control of your spirit to walk in this thing. You can't let your emotions rule you, because you'll become reactionary based on your emotional response. But you got to govern your emotions from your spirit. But a hard-hearted person has no emotion. It's a cold-blooded, dirty, low-down dog. And people are in relationships with people like this all over the place. They marry people like this. Marry a person that doesn't even like you. That's pitiful. You had a couple of babies and obligated the guy to marry you, hating you all along the trail for what you did to him. But he felt obligated because of how people looked at him, so he married you, hating your guts. You get ready to get into a living hell behind those four walls, good buddy. Because that joker won't be at home. He won't be liking you when he gets home. He'll be argumentative and always debating with you because he knows you use witchcraft and sexual seduction to snare his soul. And then you sit there thinking, why don't he want me? Why is he so angry all the time? Why is he don't want you? He was just using you. You was just a truck stop. Any trucker will tell you along the trail going to a drop. It's a lot of truck stops. They go in there and urinate. Sometimes they take a bath and a shower in a truck stop. They might defecate. But I ain't going to stay at the truck stop, man. You just done with a double load of semen. And now you got the nerve to get a baby. It's a semen dump thinking somebody wants you. That's so graphic. You know what I'm saying about what you say? How did that just, because it fits you. You did it. That's why it's so graphic and you don't like it. Repent. Come to God and confess you were a witch and get it off of you. That's why I painted so graphic, so you'll get on your knees and tell God, I am the person that did that. Deliver me from this filthy evil that I've become. If you go around it, a person will never see themselves. Yeah, you know, that is true. Oh, I can see that over there. But I can see that over there, too. And you know, over there, I see them over there. You gotta lay that thing in a person's lap so they can see themselves and what they did for them to repent. Without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers telling lies on everybody, incontinent, fears, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded. That word for high-minded means you have smoke in your head. Your head is in the clouds. You got this grandiose, delusional evaluation of yourself. You're walking around, looks just crazy. Like, you're all that. Imagine Kim Kardashian walking in thinking she's all that. A porno star. Just like everybody just all into me. You high-minded, you got a smoke head. You're crazy. Everybody looks at you like, man, oh, nasty mess. She done. But you're so into yourself, you can't even see yourself for what you really are. Michael Jordan is ate up with that thing. He says wherever he goes, he expects to be treated different from everybody else. Why? What have you contributed to society to make you so special? Shooting a basketball, man? Selling some tennis shoes? You see how crazy that is? In the Matrix, the devil can make anything grandiose, and it has no substance. It amounts to nothing. If hip-hop never existed, it wouldn't matter to the world not one inch. Let's go down the list of stuff that doesn't matter. Take all football away, no impact on society. All baseball, all basketball, all sports, no impact. All hip-hop, all rock and roll, all bluegrass, all country and western, all movies, all TV shows, no impact yet. You see how the Matrix is? Billions of dollars spent on nothingness. Take the news off of TV, it wouldn't matter one inch. Fashion shows, designers coming out every year with fashions. Go on and on and on and on. You see how much, there's no substance. Get rid of Las Vegas, no impact. dog races, greyhound races. You just go down a list of all this stuff, just check it off and just delete it from society. No impact on life, none. Doesn't matter at all. No substance. You could live on every day without it. And people think it's real. The matrix is like that. It's making you believe that this is real. And it's all make-believe. So you got to get your mind like that. You got to start thinking in terms of, now, as I'm sitting in this situation right now, does this really matter? And you'll find 95% of the stuff you're thinking about does not matter at all. It's just a delusion. It's just a fantasy. Listen to a person talking to you, and then at the end of the sentence, think to yourself, does that really matter? And if you say no, then blow it off. I wanted potatoes for dinner, and you cooked rice. Well, ain't no potatoes in there. Why get all upset about it? There are no potatoes. I didn't buy any. It's only rice. If you want potatoes, you know what you need to do. You need to go to the store and get some potatoes. So why should you respond to that? Now, I respond, I'm like, oh, okay. What? You see how there's no substance to so much stuff that we talk about and we're concerned about? It has no substance, so forget it. It's in the matrix. If it's in the matrix, forget it. But guess what? When your feelings are plugged into the matrix, you respond to every little thing in the matrix. You care. Your caring is the chain around your neck. So you got to get to God and stay before the living God until he expunges the caring. So when you say, I don't care, it's not a pronouncement to the world. You don't have to tell anybody. The thing is just dismissed from you. Has no impact on me. The presidential race, what do you? What? I've seen Republicans and Democrats come to office. I haven't seen any change, have you? The man came to power talking about change, change, change. Guess what? No change. Because they don't govern this. The world is governed by unseen global planners that run the world. Through the banking systems, you input or you extract money to control everything. You want to see Atlanta become a boom town? All you got to do is what? Inject money into it. Now they tell you the employment rate is going down. Atlanta is on the move. It's a booming town. It's a booming city. It's the matrix manipulated by Satan's forces. The whole world lies in the wicked one. You got to really process that now. You can't just say that out loud and just walk around knowing it. You got to really know that when you walk out this door and you walk to the counter up front, you're talking to the wicked one. You go to work, your boss is under the auspices of the wicked one. Corporate headquarters is run by the wicked one. You're a teacher. The administrators are governed by the wicked one. You got to know that. The banker you sit across from opening an account is governed by the wicked one. The bus driver is driving the bus under the auspices of the wicked one. And every once in a while you run across a saint not governed by the wicked one. Here and there, they're splattered around here and there. You might somehow in a month's time maybe see one or two saints here or there. But for the most part, the whole world is governed by the wicked one. Don't be offended by it. Don't be put out by it. Accept it because the Bible says it. People get all in a tizzy about this thing like, man, I found out. Look, the Bible already told you the deal. So what are you shocked by it for? It's governed by the devil, and that's the way it is. His hierarchy governs the world. So here you are with your head full of smoke walking around, heady and high-minded. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. That's a self-defining thing. God's word and walking with God does not bring pleasure. So therefore, I don't love it because it's not pleasurable. If I submit myself to it, it's a discipline forging me, cutting me, changing me. It doesn't feel good. The Word of God does not feel good. So if you love pleasures more than God, you will back away from the disciplines of God and opt for pleasure. You want promises that bring you pleasure. Even if it's a lie, it feels good. Like a woman wanting to get a whisper sweet nothings in their ear. Listen to that. You want to hear sweet nothings. Baby, you look good. Baby, I've been thinking about you all day. You must be a track star because you've been running through my mind all day. And baby, you know, hey, I'm looking at you, baby. When I see you, baby, my whole life takes on a new meaning. And, you know, hey, I don't know what to do without you. I don't know what I'd do without you. You find another chick. You find another babe somewhere, that's all. My whole life changed when I met you. It's crazy. I was eating lunch with a lady on Friday. The Real was on TV in the little restaurant. You ever seen The Real? Don't look at The Real. That's crazy. The Real had a little show on The Real where they had two people come from the audience, a couple. And they had like a little game they played that was kind of like the Wheel of Fortune. Whereby, you know, they ask you a question. If you answer it right, you could guess a few letters to put on the board. So they asked a question, the guy got it right. They said, okay, and then the guy said, give me two L's. So they put two L's up. Then they asked another question. They said, give me an M. They put an M up. Okay, that's right. They were asking questions that he already knew the answer to, and he was spelling out words. And then finally he got to this place where he said, do you want to give us the phrase? Do you know the phrase? The guy said, yes. He got on his knees before the lady he was with. And the phrase was, will you marry me? They had set it all up for him to propose on the show. And everybody's cheering and crying. And this is what he said to the woman. He got down on one knee and said, Joanne, you have stuck with me through thick and thin. You've always been here for me. You've had two babies by me. I've had open heart surgery, a stroke, high blood pressure, heart attack, and you stayed with me through thick and thin, and therefore I want you. And she just break it down, just crying out. The lady sitting next to me said, shoo. No wonder that joker proposed. Nobody want that broken down joker. That joker half dead. He got to propose now. He about dead. One foot in the grave. He ain't no good to nobody. That's why he proposed, because he didn't find nobody else to want him. And the whole audience just crying, and the women jumping up. This is so beautiful, just crying, and everybody just happy. You done laid around with this joker, had two babies by him. Now he broken down, and you done wasted the best years of your life. Now you got this broken down joker talking about marrying me. That's the devil. That's how the devil will do you. A guy that spent all of his substance in the world, standing in front of you 50 years old now, that joker don't bring nothing to the table. That's why women in their 40s and 50s and 60s, it's thin pickings out there, buddy, because most of those jokers are clowns. They running little 20-year-old girls because they never grew up. He's arrested his development, and now he wants to come with you and use the best years of your life you got left with this broken down butt hanging around. Man, you better live. You better live yourself and go on and live your life and not need anything outside of Jesus. Anything that comes along outside of Jesus is just gravy on the biscuits or whatever. Because if you need people, you're going to be in a dire situation. You're going to use the best life up and gave this guy two babies. Now he's broken down and half dead, trying to propose on national TV. Somebody need to beat you. Look at this. Without natural affections, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent. Incontinent means without any self-control. You see people like this, they have no self-control whatsoever. Can't stop eating, big as a house and still eating. Fears, despisers of those that are just good. I just hate you because you're good. Think about that. A person hating you because you're good. You get saved, and now they don't like you. When you were a hellion, you were all right. You got saved. I can't stand you. That's crazy. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of God-likeness, but denying the power, the exousia. No, that's the dunamis. It's the power. It's the supernatural wonder-working power of God, dunamis of God. Denying the power of God, the life-changing force of the Holy Ghost of God. From such, he says, to do what? Turn your back on them and walk away. For of this sort, these kind of people, the selfish, self-willed, self-exalting, self-idolizing person, this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women. That word there is the word for spiritual dwarfs, arrested women, undeveloped women who are underdeveloped spiritually. Dwarfs. Got a Bible open as a dwarf. They're running around everywhere with women ministries. Now Juanita Bynum is going to be Bishop Juanita Bynum. That's a dwarf. Spiritual dwarfs. They're everywhere. They get saved 6 months ago. Now they're stirring around in high heel shoes in front of everybody, telling everybody about the Lord. Preaching at you in those tight mini dresses and all their weed draped down their back. All the pictures on the internet show the nails done and the diamond rings and the weed draped down. And I'm Dr. Betty Smith from Detroit, a prophetess. That's a dwarf. They won't deal with the government of God. They despise government. They hate God's ordained order, so they go about to establish another order based on feminine prowess and feminine authority. And the feminized mind and soul of the people have a natural inclination to follow it because they've been Winfreyized. Know how you get Winfreyized? You listen to Oprah all day. You listen to Ellen DeGeneres all day. You listen to Wendy Williams all day. You listen to all these feminine dictates coming from all these reality shows with the Kardashians and all the rest of these boob shows. And you sit there and listen to women all day just bathing your soul. All the women news commentators. All the women just bathing you to feminize your thinking. So a woman in authority becomes normal to you to the degree that now you can elect a woman president because you got the people reprogrammed to accept feminine authority as legal authority and masculine authority as illegal. You got a perverted, inverted soul now, and you got an upside down thinking process governing your mind. That's how the devil did it. So that perverted spirit creates women that are dwarfs, arrested in their development. Basically, they've been retarded in their thinking processes. And they think it's deep what's being said to them when really it's just dumb. You know how you can always tell these kind of folk? They always minister on emotional issues. Oh, Father, I just pray that for all the hurt souls here, people have been wounded, people have been hurt by relationships. Lord God, I just pray that your Holy Spirit would come to heal the wounded heart. The women here who have suffered abuse, wounded from abortions, wounded from past experiences, wounded from molestation. Oh, Father God. Oh, Father God. Oh, Lord. Heal them. Your tender mercies. It sounds so right. Crying, everybody wounded, bleeding everywhere, bleeding hearts everywhere. And the girl standing in those stilettos and that little mini dress, and she's the perfect, perfect woman, good, nice figure. And just pleading before God for the wounded hearts. The church is a war machine. We're at war with the devil. I don't care about your wounded heart. Heal it and let's go. That junk is in the way. The devil put that junk out there because he's got feminized men and a bunch of thug-like women wanting to sit up somewhere talking about what a man did to me. That stuff is an attack against men that hurt you as a whore. And when you were whoring around, you didn't get away with what you did, and you got wounded. Now you want to blame the man for you being a whore. I don't like that. I don't care if you don't like it. Change. You're a proud, old, arrogant SOB. That's what they say about me. No, I'm not. I'm not going to bow down to you, Jez. I ain't bowing to you, Jez. Change. Get in line with God's program and change. That's why you don't have a bunch of folks following you. I don't want nobody following me. That's where you get it wrong. I ain't looking for nobody to follow me. Stay away from me, everybody. I'm on my own personal mission. I don't need no followers. You get your own mission and you go. That's how they think, though. See, they look for followers. Somebody believe what you say so they'll follow you. I'm headed to a combat zone to get killed. You want to follow me? Come on. The man said, follow me as I follow Christ. Christ was hanging on the cross when last seen. I'm headed to a crucifixion. You want to go? No, I didn't plan on all that. That stinking Jezebel spirit has morphed into a minister of righteousness. The Bible says, no marvel. Satan becomes an angel of light and his ministers become ministers of righteousness. That thing has found a way to try to self-exalt itself in the church because it failed at being a diva in the world. I really wanted to be Nicki Minaj and Beyonce. And I didn't have the voice. And they didn't go for me at 25. So now I'm 35, so I'll morph into a prophetess and become a diva prophetess. Thank you, Jesus. You can tell they're phony because they try to preach like T.D. Jakes. They try to run a bunch of stuff together. T.D. Jakes can take a scripture and talk about it for 3 hours. And it said nothing, but it sounded good. And people saying, you know, that T.D. Jakes, he's something else. Man, that guy can preach. Man, he broke that thing down. You see, Paul, when going to Rome, got caught up in the Heraclian storm, and it was a broken piece of the ship, and he floated ashore on that broken piece. That broken piece is very dynamic in your life. The broken piece is what he floated in on. Your broken life, your broken pieces in your life, your emotional breaks, your emotional dysfunctions, everything that happened to you in life that was a broken piece of your life. Use that piece now under the auspices of the Holy Ghost and float ashore. Float ashore. And everybody just crying. Ooh, ooh, ooh. That joker said a bunch of nothing. Talking about a broken piece. I'm going to break this piece off in your... See, that's what I'm saying, man. It's crazy. Why don't you just get with God, get full of the Holy Ghost, and become a self-ordained, organically grown member of the body of Christ and do the job yourself so you'll stop walking around wounded. All wounded. I'm just wounded. I just hang around y'all wounded. Well, carry your wounded butt over there and bleed out somewhere. Get away from me. And shut up and get away from everybody. Just wounded. Everywhere standing somewhere in the corner, wounded. The church somewhere just high in the Lord. Everybody's praising the Lord. You over somewhere wounded. Looking crazy. You're like, what's wrong with you? I'm just over here wounded. Well, here, let's just take you on that side somewhere and leave you over behind the dumpster somewhere and keep your wounded butt over there somewhere. You see how crazy it is? You trying to get on with God and go higher in the Lord and some old wounded drag hanging around looking crazy. Like my mom used to say, looking curious. I didn't understand what she was talking about. Look at him over there looking curious. I'm saying, what does that, curious? What does that mean, Mom? You high in God. Man, you feeling good. Everything wonderful. And they walking around looking all crazy. You know what they want you to ask them? What's wrong with you? My husband, I get so tired of him cussing me out all the time. And I'm just trying to make it, you know, I don't know. You know, these men, they something else, they just dirty. And you can feel the air being let out of your balloon that you're talking to, and like, Man, my mind was a million miles away from this. And here you come with your talk down, low down, let down, flat tire butt to deflate everything in me. You better learn to cut, folk, and keep yourself in the spirit and stay away from these crazy, wounded folks. Well, neither by them. Let her talk to them. That Weeks girl, she'll deal with them. Let her handle them, the wounded folk. They're making money off of wounded folk, man. You can find wounded folks everywhere. And all they want to do is just let you just stroke their head out. They're talking about their wounds. See, they're compassionate. They care. Jesus said, would thou be made whole? I don't care about somebody walking around wounded all day. How long are you going to stay wounded? Everybody in the hospital, they leave the hospital after they fix them up from the wounded condition. I'm just laying in the hospital. I only been 10 years. Why? I'm wounded. I've been wounded for 10 years. They shot me 10 years ago, and the wound, they just won't heal. I'm still, just still got infection, that same wound. I don't know what it is why I won't heal up. They glory in their infirmities and their weaknesses and wounds, so you'll feel for them all day. They'll hang you up being wounded. Man, you better get over them and yourself and keep moving. They deal with silly women, silly wounded women, laden with sins, burdened down with sins, led away with diverse kinds of desires and lust. They're always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Who takes advantage of them? Now it's Jannes and Jambres, the two magicians in Egypt, withstood Moses. So do these also resist what? The truth. The magicians in the matrix minister to self-idolizing people, and everybody in that whole arena resists the truth. They hate it because it's not germane to the matrix. We live in a virtual lie that the devil forecast on everybody. And anybody that escapes it and lives a life of completeness in Christ, you become my enemy, because I hate anybody that is good, sanctified, and righteous. They claim to be sinners saved by grace. You claim to be a saint saved from sin by grace. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. I ain't. I'm a saint sanctified from sin by grace. You're not a sinner defined by the Bible. You're a saint, a sanctified one from sin. They want to downgrade your very existence to make you a sinner. A saint is just a sinner that fell down and got up. That's you, buddy, not me. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling. You don't need to keep falling down in Christ. You can be sanctified from sin and walk in righteousness. The Bible says if you abide in sin, that's the proof that you're the child of the devil, according to 1 John, 2 John. That's the proof you're the child of the devil, because you abide in sin. You live in sin. And they have a false grace that says you're covered in sin. You're going to hell in sin. You're being expunged of sin. He's cleansing you from sin. If you walk in the light as he is in the light, then the blood of Jesus does what? Cleanses you from all unrighteousness. You stay in the light, which means you stay under the truth. And it sanctifies you. Your very determination not to back away from truth is a sanctifier. It'll separate you from selfish religious people all by itself. I'm going to stay under this truth until I'm dead. Till that old man is mortified and put to death, because the old man can't live under truth. He's the creation of a liar. He's a lie by nature. So no matter how the truth hits me, no matter how much it hurts me, no matter how much it's contrary to me, I'm going to stay under this scalding hot water until I scald this joker to death. That's how you get out of this. Not trying to find some place to go and just ease into. And say, all them folk over at Omega, they just so mean. And they angry. And they have no compassion or love. Because, see, they don't listen to my wounds. I came in there wounded. And they poured salt in my wounds. Man, let me tell you something about people. People ain't that weak. All the dirt folk done now trying to pull a weak stunt. I can't believe you said that. You done 90% of what I said. How is it so unbelievable? Now you did this mess, now it's unbelievable to you. How is that possible? You did all this junk and now you offended because somebody said it. Well, you did it. Isn't that worse than saying it? You actually did it. People are not that weak. They play weak to get you off of them. They get loud because you're hitting the nerve. Want to argue with you because you're hitting the nerve. Because everybody that's a fake will matriculate to the false by nature. They're somewhere trying to stand on some revelation I received about the black man being God. And see, Price, see, he's pretty good, but he don't understand the depths of this thing. I did my research. And the black man is God. Like I said, that joker running down the street with your flat screen TV, smoking that crack, is God. You gonna put your trust in him? That joker's a kook. Jesus is black. Well, if you a sinner, he gonna send your black butt to hell, and he's black. He's black sending your black butt to hell. What good did you do? If he's black, and you a sinner, your black butt is still going to hell. So him being black didn't get anything. There was no benefit to me whatsoever. You coming up there giving Jesus some dap, talking about, hey, bro, thank God we both black. And you try to walk on in. He goes, look, carry your black behind to the pit of hell. So what good would race be or ethnicity be when it's all about sin and righteousness? Saints and sinners. You see how crazy it is? Hereafter shall no man know Jesus after the flesh. We knew him after the flesh, but hereafter know we no more him after the flesh. That's what the Bible says. But the homosexual spirit in you, not wanting to deal with truth, goes and finds a delusion to try to now promote because you're in a delusion because of the homosexual, self-righteous, self-idolizing spirit that lives in you, and it by nature takes you into a delusion and takes folks with you because they don't have an identity themselves and they're in the matrix, so fantasy sounds right to them. This thing has been so tailor-made by God. Perfect. Unless you want Jesus alone with no attachments, you will go to a delusion. And God designed it that way. He put all these things around us to overcome them. See, everything must be overcome, including your own flesh, to get into this. But boy, if you hold on to one thing, it will delude you and take you off course. That's why you got to want Jesus alone. When Elijah was standing beside him with Moses, they tried to build tabernacles to all three. Elijah and Moses vanished. And God the Father says, this is my beloved son. Hear ye him. That's it. I don't like that. I want it to be something else more than him. You're going into a delusion. We're in such a delusion out here, so selfish. People are now using social mediums to actually put before people their marital problems, telling you what their husbands and wives did, how he was just lying and cheated on men, and getting all these inputs from people off of Facebook and Twitter about marriage problems in the home. Why they're such a part of the matrix and the collective, they can't have a relationship with another person by themselves. Everything is open to evaluation by the matrix and the people in it. So everything I do, there's someone shopping at Whole Foods for some organic lettuce, showing you a picture of the lettuce on the internet. See, I'm here buying this right now. This is organic lettuce right here. And I'm buying this right now. Now, here's a picture of me at the coffee shop. I'm drinking latte. This is me. Hey. Then they go over here to the... And everything is on the phone showing you everything they're doing. As if someone cares about you. And then they'll post stuff talking about feeling lonely right now. No one cares if you're lonely. Who cares? You see how stupid that is? You're so into yourself that you think you have to keep a running news report about yourself and everybody really cares. Why do you think Kim Kardashian stays on Instagram She has no life. She's got to make you care. She has to give herself value based on her telling you about herself all day. Here's my butt. Look. Here's my butt in a thong. Here's my, look at my, here's my breast. Here's my butt. There's something wrong with you. No one cares about you. I don't want anybody to care about me. Now, they ever see me again in life. I give you the gospel, ingest it, let it change you, go do what God told you to do. You never talk to me again in life. If I talk to you, it's going to be flatline. Everybody all right with me. I don't feel nothing about anybody. See you today, never see you again. It adds nothing to you, subtracts nothing from you. What difference does it make? You weren't born with anybody else. The Bible says, naked you came into the world, naked you'll leave it. You brought nothing into the world, you'll take nothing out of it. I told the guy the other day, talking that black man God stuff, I said, listen, go down to the local cemetery in your neighborhood. Walk into the cemetery and ask everybody in the cemetery if it matters whether or not Jesus is black or the black man is God or the black man is a Hebrew. Ask everybody in the cemetery. Know what they're going to tell you? Well, I'm either looking up from hell or looking down from heaven. And I can tell you from this perspective, it don't matter. Because whatever color skin I had, it's rotted off of me anyway. See how stupid it is? All the skin returns back to dust. So what difference does it make how much melanin you got in it? That's insanity. But a homosexual spirit won't see it. All they are right now by way of live stream is mad at me. See, he don't see it. He don't get it. Because it's a mind blinder. You can't see it. You can put a 10,000 watt spotlight in these folks' face and they still won't see it. Because that matrix has blinded the mind, the Bible says, lest what? The glorious light of the gospel should shine unto them. They're blinded by the make-believe pseudo-light of the matrix. You know what the light is? False revelation. False information they think is godly and it's inspired by God. That's the light of the matrix. That's why Satan is transformed into what? An angel of revelation, an angel of light. He's showing you something you think is deep. And you become so deep that now you're dumb. He's got you because you received that false revelation. It was a lie. You thought it was truth. But you have fully known my doctrine. He says, Janus and Jambres' folly shall be revealed, just like everybody else is in this lie. Then he says, you've fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecution I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yes, and what? All. What does all mean? Everyone that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So why try to go around it? That's a promise. You know, I stand on the promises of the Word of God. Well, here's a promise right here. You're going to suffer persecution. But evil men, now this is a contrast statement now to those suffering persecution. In contrast to those suffering persecution, you'll have evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which you have learned and have been assured of, knowing of whom you have learned them. And that from a child you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. What do we need right now? We need folks to return back to the Bible. Get back to your Bible. Turn the plate over and get in your Bible. And feed on that Bible day and night. The Scriptures themselves, the Bible says, is like looking in a mirror until you become transformed to look just like that Bible you ingested. And you walk in the Scriptures and you walk in the Spirit. When Jesus was accosted by the devil, he didn't think a bunch of theoretical stuff and come up with allegories and talk about history. He said, it is written. So how can you tell the devil what's written and you don't know what's written? When he's accosting your mind, you got to know what's written and walk in it. The Holy Ghost comes on the Word. The Word is now verified by the Holy Ghost. The Spirit and the Word must agree. There cannot be any disparity from the Word of God and the Spirit. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. And the Word stood in the middle of the Jordan River, and the Spirit came on the Word. You ain't full of the Word, there ain't no Holy Ghost coming on you. You got a false baptism without the Word of God. He says he gives the Spirit to them that obey him. How do you know to obey him outside of knowing what the Bible says for you to do? That's why there's no theory appended to the Bible. If the Bible says homosexuality is an abomination, I don't feel about it, I don't think about it, I don't try to argue about it, I believe it. That's God's dictate about homosexuality, and that's the way it is. Doesn't matter what President Obama says, Oprah says, any minister says, any church organization says, what the Pope says, what Don Lemon says, what Anderson Cooper says, what anybody else says. The Word of God is settled forever in heaven. Amen. That's the way it is. I don't feel about it. They ask me what I believe about it. I believe what the Bible says about it. Well, what's your? I don't have a personal belief about it. I believe what the Bible says about it. That's all I know. Well, don't you have a person? I don't have any personal inputs. None of the Word of God is a what? Any private interpretation. Holy men of God spake as they were moved upon by the Holy Ghost. It's God breathed and God inspired. I don't feel about it. I believe it and obey it. That's it. And they try to draw you out into, well, what about these people said they were born like this. Here's the Bible right here. It's an abomination. Well, they said they were born. It's an abomination. But they say it's an abomination. That's what the Bible says. You know what they want to tell you then? I don't like your GD Bible, your SOB. That's what they really want to tell you. They despise the Word of God. They despise the God that wrote it. And they despise Jesus who manifested it. Because it stands against what? Their sin. When you speak of homosexuality as a sin, that's most offensive. Because against God only can you sin. And it ain't personal about me. You don't sin against me. I don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. I'm just a messenger boy telling you what the man said. I don't like what he said. Some things God says, I might not like it. I don't really like that, God, but I'll obey it because you said it. He didn't call me to like it. He told me to obey it. A person can't get past that. They got to like it first. And so they pick out the parts of the Bible, what? I like. See, I like that part. I don't like this part. I like this part, but I don't like that part. They write versions of the Bible for that reason. They leave out the fact that God is a father because I don't like that. So we're going to make him genderless. He's just a spirit, a power. See, they don't like that. They don't like Jesus, so they call Jesus God now. We know God. No, Jesus. Jesus Christ is the only way to get to the Father. There is no other name given amongst men whereby ye must be saved. Only Jesus. I don't like that. Well, you're damned. That's all that means. If you don't like it, it just means you're damned. If Oprah tells you there's another way to God other than Jesus, it just means that Oprah is damned. That's all. Well, who are you? I didn't say anything. I'm totally telling you what the Bible said. And they'll always direct you back to, you said it. I didn't say it. I'm telling you what the Scripture said, the Holy Bible. Well, the Holy Bible was written by white men to control blacks. Now they got to start fooling around with what? What's written? That's why you got to settle it within yourself. It is written, and you got to walk in it. That's your doorway into truth, right? That's your doorway into all truth, is not to subjugate the Bible to your own reasoning and what you like or don't like. That's called subjective reasoning. See, subjective reasoning, what it does is it takes anything exterior to you and it subjects it to how you feel about it. So I now perform an eisegesis on the Bible. What would I do because of subjective reasoning? I will read into the Bible what it did not say based on what I like and don't like and what I say it should say. So I'm going to make it say once saved, always saved. I don't care what it really says. I'm going to make it conform to the fact that my Baptist doctrine says once you're saved, you're always saved. And I'm going to read that into every verse of the Bible. And I'm subjecting it to my indoctrination in religion. Objective reasoning does what? It brings no personal taste or any kind of evaluation to the subject matter. I objectively look at it from the outside, looking at it with no feeling about it. And whatever it reveals, I accept it. That's objective reasoning. I read the Bible with no pre-formatted dictates about the Bible in my mind. I come with no predetermined notions about it. Whatever it says to me, not contaminated by what I think, the self-life, I accept it and I walk in it. That's the only way to receive from God. If you bring anything to the table outside of that, you will find that Bible is going to twist and pervert in your mind. And you're going to take that Bible and make it subjective to what you already believe and know and what you think and your theories and your emotions. You're going to end up defiled by your own nasty inner soul that's not cleansed. I'm not looking for God to be cleaned by me. I need to be cleaned by God. It's the washing of the water given to me by the word of God. I can't tell God anything because I don't know anything. Folks don't like that because what? I want to be somebody and I want to know something. I want to put something into it. I want you to accept some of what I say. See, you know, persons like that, you know what they do? You can't teach them because they're unteachable. They'll come around ministry trying to know more than whoever's teaching the ministry at that particular time. They never hear anything because their minds function always trying to know something more or add something to it. Well, you know, you brought up, I'm glad you brought up that thing about, have you read this? Or they're trying to send you something saying, yeah, what you said the other day, this is confirmed by this tape right here on YouTube. Well, if it confirms what I said the other day, I must already know that. Why are you showing me this? You know what they try to do? They try to make sure you stay humble. I've been sent by God to make sure you don't know too much and I keep you humble. I'm the governor over you to make sure you stay humble. You can't keep somebody else humble. I'm crazy. I'm just crazy. You can't do nothing about that. It's folk walking around like that, sitting in church as a safety valve to make sure every minister stays humble. I see character traits of pride seeping into you. And I'm here to let you know you need to be more humble and more lowly. Get yourself some shoes with holes in them and some socks that's raggedy. And get yourself a beat-up suit. And wear drawers that you for 7 days. Don't take a bath to stay humble. Man, you crazy. I couldn't even stand up. Y'all couldn't even take me in here if I did that. But folks can lay all kind of stuff on you trying to keep. Make sure you're humble. Make sure you stay within the dictates of what I define being Christian is. See, I've got a description in my mind already defined of what you ought to be like. And so my subjective reasoning based on what I say you should be like is going to keep working on you until you act just like I think you should act. God does not turn out clones and automatons. He's going to turn out you to be you. And I don't care what it looks like. It ain't none of my business. See, people are crazy when they're under that self-spirit and full of religion. They go insane. They care about junk you're not even thinking about. You haven't thought about this stuff in a million years, and they ask them, it's microscopically ingrained in their minds, and it's a big deal. And you're thinking, I haven't even thought about that one way or the other. Price, have you considered the fact that the planet Uranus can be seen in the scriptures as an evidence of the fact that, listen, I don't care. I don't live on Uranus. I don't know nothing about Uranus. It ain't important to me. If it's important to you, you need to develop that thing in your mind and understand it because I don't have time to think about Uranus. I got too many nutcases on earth I'm dealing with And I can't afford to think about Uranus. You see, that's how people are, though. They're looking for deep stuff to know in order to mystify you. You know what I found out? Satan is really Jesus in another form. You know that, right? Lucifer is really Jesus' brother. That's what the Mormons will tell you. And I'm thinking, okay, you want to believe that, walk in it. See where you end up with that. See, it's crazy, man. You got to get out of here and leave religious, crazy people alone. Leave them to themselves. Let them go into that delusion by themselves and just don't try to accommodate it. If you warn them, they don't want to hear it. I told you, I got to keep moving. Evil men and seducers will rise worse to worse, man. Deceiving and being deceived. Continue you in the things which you have been taught, and you are assured of, knowing of whom you have learned them, and that from a child you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith which is in Jesus Christ. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Look at what it's good for now. Doctrine, reproof, or actually warning you, correcting you, and instructing you on how to live righteous, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick, the living, and the dead, and his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word, man. Be instant. Be the same in season when you're accepted and out of season when they reject you. He says, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not do what? That word in the Greek is the word for put up with. They will not tolerate. Remember the word? What's the word they're pushing in public all the time? Tolerance. Says they won't tolerate you because you're intolerant. So you won't accept the status quo. So they won't tolerate what? Sound, good, truthful doctrine. I won't tolerate you. I will not stand with you if you preach good doctrine. But after their own what? Their own lust, their own desires, their own feelings, shall they heap to themselves teachers having desiring, lustful ears, itching ears. I already want to feel something and know something, and I already have an idea of what I like. And my ears are itching to hear that, which is going to accommodate what I want inside. If you tell the truth, and I live in the matrix, bathed in fantasy, and the big I, the self life, is at the center of everything, I'm a self-idolater. I got to have an itching ear that's going to get me something out of it. You see, that's what makes your ears itch. Prosperity doctrine sounds good because you got itching ears. What can I get out of giving? I'm not giving with a pure heart, wanting to see God's kingdom advance. I'm listening to hear what you're going to tell me I'm going to get back from it. My ears are itching. And a pimp preacher knows how to scratch that itch. You know it feels good when somebody scratches your back? You can scratch your dog's back, and a dog will lay in your lap, and you can scratch it back all day. And the dog will be telling you with nonverbal communication, that feels so good, scratching my back, rubbing my head. You got itching ears? You want to hear something that makes you feel good. He says, they'll heap up teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from what? The truth. And if you won't stay neutral now. You turn away from truth, and you turn toward what? Fables, the Bible says. You turn to fables. You remember Aesop? Aesop's fables? Fables are told by fairies. You tell a fairy tale, a sissy tale. A homosexual by nature has to walk in fantasy because he's a fantasy creation. You're not even what your gender dictates. You got to be bathed in fantasy. Zing folks out and going around the world all day just... I'd have you to know you don't talk to me that way, and I'll Z you out, and I'll X you out, and I'll zero you out. Man, that's your name, Leroy. Why you got them high heels on? Ain't you, Leroy? From round the way when we grew up, we shoot basketball with you all the time. I found out I was a woman in a man's body. Hold it, Leroy. Hold it, man. Then you punched that guy in the mouth and busted out his teeth when we were 10. You was a man's man. You used to play football with us, man, back in high school. Now you out here Z-ing me out, man, and going around the world. I'm like, what's going on with you, man? Huh? I've been stricken by a demonic fantasy. I believe the lie, and I walk in it. And now my soul has conformed to the devil's fantasy. That's what happens to people. Caitlyn Jenner, it happened to him. He got with those witches. They divined that femininity on him and took out his gonads. Next thing you know, he's trying to be one of the women in the Kardashian clan. Think about what I'm saying. He saw so much attention given to Kardashians. Now he wants to be one of the Kardashians, one of the women. Because they don't like men. Poor Lamar Odom's almost dead right now over it. Kanye West is insane over it. He walking around, don't know what he is. You fool around one of them? That Scott Disick guy's a drunk. You hook up with them witches, you're going to be driven out of your mind. A lust-filled joker is a victim of a witch. And they're going to slit your throat. Now Tyga out there running around, the little young girl. She out there half naked, 18 years old. The mama don't say nothing. She want her daughter to be a whore and a witch. I raise whores and witches for this purpose. To incapacitate and emasculate men, to castrate them. They raise them. They breed them for that reason. Told you, they're the Waffle House now. The Waffle House is a monster, Jack. Stay open all night long. Don't be the Waffle House. Be a woman. Look what he says. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions. Do the work of what? If you want to secure your salvation, you know what you need to become? An evangelist. If you're pouring out as an evangelist, that means you have to be unselfish. I'm a conduit to pour through. I'm evangelizing. I'm saving souls. I got my supply of books. I got my MP3 recordings. I got stuff off the book table. I got my own supplies in my bag of stuff I used to evangelize. When I minister to people up here at the parking lot at Walmart, I reach back in there, I get soul ties. This will help you right here. And here's a recording here, a CD, play this. And I want you to go to this website. These cards I got printed up, here you go. Go to this website and listen to these ministry tapes. I got a list of things. Start off with this right here, The Matronized Mind. Then I want you to go to The Hell with Jezebel. Then I want you to go over to Balls. Then listen to this one right here. I want you to listen to these 10 tapes. After you listen to the 10 tapes, then call me. Do not call me until you listen to the 10 tapes. By that time, I know if you're for real or not. By about tape 3, you'll either drop out or you'll come in. So I'm filtering you through these tapes so I won't waste my time. See, if you make it through these 10 tapes, you're for real. If you don't, you're lying to yourself anyway. But you got your own little personal ministry tools that you use to save souls. You don't sit in church like a boob in theater style seating with no armaments, no equipment. You don't even fight a war. What are you around for? What do you want? What did you come to hear? A reed blown by the wind, the Bible says? Somebody in soft raiment? What are you going to ministry for other than to get built up in your most holy faith to be an evangelist? Do the work of an evangelist. Don't sit around listening all day to somebody talking to you. You're dead weight. Who needs you around? What are you doing? That offends religious people because they got no inclination to do anything. They just want to hang around and feed off other folks and just eat all day and get fat on the word and just watch how they just kick the word off each other all day. Like morons. Nobody being saved. What are you saved for if nobody's getting saved through you? Why save you? That's a waste of time to save you if nobody's getting impacted by you. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of what? Your individual ministry. For I'm now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, the apostle says. I personally have finished my course. See how personal it is? I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for all of y'all. No, I don't know about the rest of you. That's later for me, a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. So if you're like me, you'll make it. But if you ain't like me, he won't know anything about you because you won't be longing for and loving his appearing. Church folk, for the most part, are wasting their time because they're not fruitful in the kingdom of God. There's no replication. There's no duplication. There's no multiplication of themselves. They just sit around in theater-style city going through some kind of stupid work of the flesh all day long. Entertainment. It's just a waste of time because they actually fashion in front of themselves an idol that's appended to self-idolatry. I want this place to look right to accommodate me. I'll spend all my money to build an idolatrous temple for me, but I'm not giving one dime for a house of prayer that glorifies God. I'm not contributing to a house of prayer, but I'll build a structure that will actually glorify me and it will be accommodated for me. And I can sit up in cush seats and listen to entertainment all day. That's why the false religious system is such a damnable farce. It's a deadly, filthy place. Self-exalting ministry is everywhere now. It's centrally focused on time and space, and it centers on time and space problems. It deals with emotions. You'll see those stupid ministries. I was talking about marriage problems and relationships problems. Trying to turn a woman from a woman that's single into a married woman, preparation for marriage, all that kind of stuff. That's just a mess because that ain't the central focus of the gospel. The central focus of the gospel is you dying to the flesh and dying out of this world, being dead to the flesh, the world, and the devil, and then Christ resurrecting you, and whatever happens after that is God's business, not yours. It's not preparing you for anything in time and space because Lincoln Cemetery stands as a witness against that ministry because you're going to die. The gospel prepares you for life after this life. That's what it's all about. Because God knows you have a day appointed to you to die, and after that, the judgment. Selfish ministries are just that. They append themselves to that itching ear, laying down with diverse lust, ever learning, never coming to the knowledge of the truth, looking for something for me. These things attract young women by the thousands because they want to get married. So what the devil do? He gets a sissy preacher with a little diva wife with her hand on his shoulder showing that diamond ring. And she's a marriage and relation expert. I'm a marriage and relationship expert, see? And my ministry is about relationships and marriage and preparing you young women to be wives. The Bible tells you most of y'all ain't going to ever get married. See, that's what I'm saying about you. See what I'm saying right there? You see how that hope, that joke is hopeless. You see what I'm saying? You put a dagger in your heart. See what I don't like right there? What he said? That's what the Bible says. At the end of time, what does it say? Seven women will take hold of one man, saying, I'll pay your way. I'll pay your way through school. I'll buy you a car. Buy your suits, clothes, anything you want. Only take away the reproach and the shame I bear for not being married. Read it for yourself. Read Isaiah chapter 3 and chapter 4 and see if I'm lying. If the Bible says that's the way it's going to be, guess what? That's the way it's going to be. Of the black babies born are born out of wedlock. 72%, almost three-quarters of the black births are to women having babies out of wedlock because there's no faithful man to be with. So the time clock is running in me. I just drop a baby. I'm 23 years old. Let me have some babies because I want to have a baby before I die, even without a husband or somebody to be with. Two-thirds of the population on earth under 50 has herpes. A lot of these folk walk around melancholy and sad. You know why? Because they're diseased up. Now they're getting chlamydia in the throat, herpes in the throat, gonorrhea in the throat from oral sex. Drinking down contaminated semen with all kinds of microorganisms growing in the throat. All kinds of stuff. Got to shoot in penicillin direct into the throat. My niece told me, working in the community center, in the medical field, the girls come there with lesions on their vaginas, got to be burned off. They take them and burn them off. The lesions so bad, running with blood and pus and sores and stuff in their vagina. Laying up with dogs. And mama told you, laying up with a dog, you don't get up with fleas. This is a diseased up world, Hollywood full of diseased up people. Don't let them fool you strutting on the red carpet like they all that. Them girls packing herpes like an atomic bomb. AIDS, syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia, all kinds of STDs while they're trying to play happy and grin in your face. You stand there saying, I do, and somebody packing herpes. But see, the sores ain't always prevalent. It can't be seen all the time. But they have an outbreak, though. Hey, you are looking at somebody just covered in sores, and you're trying to figure out, what's wrong? Oh, yeah, before we got married, I forgot to tell you. Oh, you talking kind of fast, talking about before we got married, you got to tell me. Oh, that sounds kind of fast. Slow that roll down now. Oh, yeah, before I got married, you back. See, when somebody talks, start talking fast, you say, hold, slow that down. Now, what you saying? Before we got married, you forgot to tell me that I have herpes. So every 6 months or so, I break out. And I'm only contagious when I'm breaking out. Oh, yeah, and I also forgot to tell you that I have chlamydia, but they are treating me for that. But the throat AIDS is kind of hard for me to actually hold it. Wait a minute, hold it. Can you say annulment? Shouldn't there be an annulment somewhere around here? Folk will hold back stuff from you now and wait till you end it. You out there in it deep, then come up with all this stuff. Oh, I forgot to tell you, I got 2 kids in Minnesota. I married you as a man, but I got 2 kids in Minnesota. Oh, yeah, and I forgot to tell you about that boy I got up in Detroit. Do you have any other kids? That's it. I got those 3 kids. Oh, yeah. Over in Jamaica when I went over there for 2 months. I had 3 kids by that Jamaican girl. So, you know, that's what that's 6. So I got, oh, yeah, doggone it, Alaska. Doggone it, I forgot about Alaska and Japan when I was over there in the military. I got about 12 kids. And I pay child support to all of them, so I ain't got no money to bring it to the house. So it depends on your salary. But guess what? I love you. I love you. I know you love me because you need somewhere to stay. You best to love me because you got nowhere to stay. And then you done married into baby mama drama. Leroy, the baby need diapers. You in the bed at midnight calling your house. The baby's sick. You got a fever. I'm taking him to the hospital. You get on down to the hospital, Leroy. This your baby now. You know you're responsible. You ain't a man. You ain't a man, are you? He jumping up out the bed. Where you going? Diane called, said the baby got a fever. I got to run down there because they're on my health insurance and I got to sign some paper. And you done said, I do. And you got baby mama drama all day long in your life. You better think not one time, not two times. You better think 3 times about this jump before you talk about I do. Getting married for the city. A wedding and a marriage. You got that $20,000 wedding for your girlfriend. You standing there, starve yourself down to 115 pounds of wedding dress, fitting like a glove. Man, everything looking good. You done bought yourself some breasts and everything. You standing up there at the altar. I do. And you saying, I do to the pit of hell from now on. You're going to be tore up inside from here on out because you married into baby mama drama because you were so desperate you had to get the first stagecoach that came through Dodge City. First stagecoach coming through Dodge City, Matt Dillon put you on because you were so desperate. You better get out of your emotions and your feelings. You better stop letting the devil make a fool out of you coming through your emotions. There's a tape on our website called Emotions. Satan's doorway to the soul. You better cauterize their emotions and let God resurrect them so he can control them and not you.